On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
Hello.
Thank you.
Does anyone need me?
No.
Anything new?
No.
If anyone needs me, I'll be here until 8 a.m. If anyone calls, I'm in my office.
Doctor, excuse me. The patient in that room wants to see you.
Thank you.
Sudabe Mogimi, come here. Leave her.
You brought your mother?
Yes.
Have you told Maral?
No. And you aren't allowed to tell her anything.
Sanaa, stop acting like a nutcase.
What are you talking about? I promise this will be the last time.
The last time? What's going on in your head? What are you planning to do?
I don't know. I want to leave Iran.
Leave? Leave forever?
Yes, forever. But you have to help me.
What is it you want me to do to help you go?
Oh, listen. Look after my mother well, okay?
But I'm afraid that the atmosphere here is really not very suitable for your mother.
Well, change the bloody atmosphere then.
How?
How should I know? Employ a nurse to be with her 24/7. My mother mustn't feel like she's alone.
24/7?
Yes, 24/7.
It's not possible. We don't have enough nurses
Look,
already.
Look, I will pay you double what the rest of them pay you.
You idiot. Did I say anything about money?
Look, please, I am begging you.
Is that your mother screaming?
Yes. Go and call a nurse.
Miss Shadal? From today, your main responsibility is looking after this lady's mother who's in that room.
Look. Her name is Furaguzaman, okay? She can't speak very well. Her vocal cords are badly damaged. When she talks, you have to read her lips because she can't make a sound. She can't walk, but she can hear fine.
Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Go. Don't let her scream like that. Come on. You should leave now so she doesn't see you. And don't visit her for a few days. She'll get used to this place soon enough. Come on. Thoughts, you can go bring her back. We'll take her home. If you don't want to leave your mother here, go and get her right now. So she doesn't have to stay even one night here.
Harry? It was like watching a film on the big screen where suddenly my whole childhood was there. It just passed before my eyes. It was like it was happening now.
Do you have any good memories of you and your mom?
Not one.
Not one?
Not one. Look, when me and Merdad and Maral, even when we'd grown up, we weren't close to Mom, but... Mom. Well, back when she was well, she would go to work every day, and then when she got back, she'd sleep for a couple of hours. Then she'd take my dad by the hand and go off to parties, or people would come over to our place. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The truth is, Afa took care of us.
Didn't your relationship with your mother improve after your father died?
It got worse.
Why is that?
After Dad died, my mom went downhill. She became depressed. She gave up on everything. She didn't go to work. She stayed out all day, though, Pari. She said the house reminded her of Father. She would spend all day, every day with her friends. All day, every day with her friends. She went and she spent her time with them. She went so much that in the end she had a stroke.
Hello, where's the patient?
Over there.
She's unconscious?
Yes.
What rendered her unconscious?
I don't know. She rang the bell, came in distraught. She wanted to tell me about something, but then she just keeled over. I picked her up and put her on the sofa and then called you.
We can conclude she's had a severe shock. Rahim put a TNG under her tongue. I'll administer something, and if she doesn't wake up in half an hour, we'll take her to hospital.
You didn't have a good relationship with your mother as a child. So what happened? What happened to make you like this?
My aunt's death.
Giti?
Yes. Giti.
Why her?
When my uncle died, she suddenly lost the will to live. She became an invalid. She couldn't do anything herself. Pari, not even going to the toilet. She needed someone to help her. And this mother of mine was my aunt's only sister. The only person my aunt had in this world. But until the day my aunt died, she didn't even visit her once. I hate her for that. When she died, she had to go. Someone had to put her in her grave to bury her. She took me with her. It was like it was yesterday. Every second is still before my eyes. I can see everything.
Ma'am? You feeling better? Can you see properly?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Do you have any pain anywhere?
No.
I'll take your blood pressure again then.
Thank you.
Her blood pressure is normal, and so is her pulse. She doesn't need to go to hospital yet. Hopefully, with a little rest, she'll be better soon.
What is she doing here?
I really don't know. She spoke a little when she got here, then she passed out.
What did she say?
She said she made Moral's mother lunch, then she went out shopping. But when she got back, she found Furuhu Zaman wasn't in her chair. It looks like she was taken.
She was taken? Where? Who took her?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Sanaz, of course. Without a doubt.
Mary dear, where are you, Mary dear?
No darkness.
Mary dear, can you find Furuhu-zaman?
How am I supposed to do that, dear?
Find Sanaz then. You and Shirin and Hamid must talk to her. Tell her I'll do whatever she says from now on. If she'll only bring Furuhu-zaman home, I won't bother her anymore. I won't empty her alcohol bottles anymore. I'll be her slave for the rest of my life.
Please don't cry, dear. Please don't cry. Okay. We'll find Furuhu Zaman and bring her back home, okay?
What if they've taken her to a nursing home? Can you get her out of there? Can you? Oh, come here, dear heart.
Don't tell Father anything about this. He's upset and angry enough as it is about the things that have happened in my life.
But Hamid, dear, how are we supposed to help them?
Afa and Moral's mother are very lonely, poor things. We have to think of something, don't we?
I know you're angry at that family, but you have to try and separate the two issues.
That family has wronged me. But you are right. We can't mix the two things up. We might have to let her live with us. We can't let him wander the streets, can we?
Okay. What do we do about Moral's mother?
If her crazy daughter has left her in a nursing home, what on earth can we do?
What do you mean, Hamid, dear? We'll bring her to live with us, too.
What if Sanaz and Moral say we can?
I don't think Moral knows anything about any of this.
Why do you think that?
Well, I know Moral, and...
The Moral you and I knew has completely changed. Don't you remember how she behaved in court?
No, I haven't forgotten. But despite all that, I think Moral...
It's impossible. Don't even entertain the idea. As far as I'm concerned, Moral is just like Sanaz now.
Are you against us bringing Moral's mother to live with us?
No. Why would I be against it? But are her daughters going to allow that?
Well, what if they agree to it?
Okay, whatever you say. A good deed.
First, we have to find out where they've taken Marl's mother. We have to talk to Sanaz.
I tell you, I will never speak to that Sanaz woman again.
Well, I'll talk to her then.
Me too. We'll talk to her.
Hamid, dear, you don't mind us doing this, do you?
No.
Yes?
Sanaz Azimi?
Who are you?
Mary.
Come in.
No, let me go alone.
Not alone, together.
Why?
She might say something or do something to make you angry.
Don't worry, I promise not to get angry. I won't argue with her.
You might control yourself, but she might lose her head and do something crazy like she did at the court.
If you're there, she might lose her head even quicker. If it's just me, we might be able to talk better.
Okay. If you think you'll get results quicker this way, then go.
Yes, I do. Keep it for yourself.
Sanaz, dear. Sanaz. Hello there, Sanaz, where are you? Sanaz, where are you? Sanaz!
What's up with you? Why are you bringing the house down?
Is Afat your house?
Yes, she's at our house.
What a jackass. She left the door of the house wide open. If I hadn't arrived home in time, burglars would have taken absolutely everything in this house.
I don't know. She was very distressed.
Really? How so?
Because of Furuo Zaman.
If she'd stuck around, I'd have told her where Furuo Zaman is.
Tell me where she is.
I shouldn't tell you. Ah, what stubborn rain. Look. I'll tell you. She's in our new apartment.
Your new apartment?
Yeah, for your information, me and Maral have bought an apartment with 4 bedrooms in Zafaraniya Street. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Huh. Look, apparently when Maral was... Oh, careful with that.
Yes,
when
ma'am.
She went to pick Mom up, Afa wasn't in the house. Instead of Afa going and throwing a fit, well, she should have waited for me to get back, and then I could have explained what was going on.
Can I have the address of your new apartment?
What do you want it for?
I want to bring Afa over to see Furuo Zaman.
Ah, speaking of Afa, could you be so kind as to keep Afa with you for 2 or 3 days?
Why should I do that?
The truth is, the house that we've bought, that we bought in Zafaraniya, well... Oh, be careful with that, please, sir. It's brand new. Afa's room hasn't been painted. Me and Maral are in one room, and Mother in the other, and all our stuff everywhere. It's very messy. In short, there's no room for Afa.
Could you give me the address, please?
Look, there's no need for you to bother bringing Afa to us. When everything's ready, I'll come pick her up and take her there.
I don't want to bring Afa there. I want to see Maral.
Maral is really all over the place emotionally. She's taking lots of sedatives and, you wouldn't believe it. Whenever you look for her, you find her lying in a corner with her eyes shut.
The address, Sanaz.
Do you want to go right now?
Shouldn't I?
No, go. If I say it, I mean, can you memorize it, or do you want me to write it down?
No, just say it. I'll remember it.
Okay, sure. Look, you know where Zafaraniya Street is? You go straight down, down Zafaraniya. When you reach the end of the road, it splits into two, and you turn down the one on the right. I don't remember the street name, I'm afraid, but when you get to the end, you'll see a skyrise, the 19th floor. The bell is on the right.
Thank you.
Mary, dear, I'm really grateful you're going to be looking after Afa for a few days.
Don't mention it.
No, you're doing a very important thing. In these awful times when no one cares about anybody else, you are doing something very important. And by the way, I'd like to apologize for that day when I shouted at you. I was very angry. I don't know what came over me.
No, you must forgive me. I was angry, and I don't know what came over me.
You're welcome, but you have a very powerful arm.
I'm very sorry. Well, I'll be off now.
Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
Hello? Oh, Merdad, how happy I am you called. You called just in time. Look, you won't believe it. I'm all on my own. I sold the house and everything in it.
What day is Maral expected to give her speech in London?
Well, I don't know the exact date. It's the end of our second month, the end of April.
That's 3 months left till then. Where are you going to stay until you leave?
What? That's obvious. Silly will come and stay with you, and then we'll go to London.
Isn't Morale going to do what she planned to do?
Well, of course.
Well, in order to make her trip important, so we can act effectively and make an impression on people, the space between her arrival and the speech must be a lot. A young author has found her way to the free world. We have to keep it secret for now. We have to act at the right time. Do you understand?
I don't know, sort of.
Okay. Now that you understand, where will you live for now?
I don't know, Merdad. Helen's house. You remember Helen? Or maybe with Paris, my other friend?
Listen, from this moment onward, Torkan Demir will be contacting you. I gave you your cell phone number.
Torkan Demir? Who is it?
That's none of your business. When she calls, you give her Paris and Helen's phone number so she can find you. She will organize Morale and her child's trip. By the way, what's the child's name?
What difference does it make? Husty.
That's a good name.
Merdad, never mind all of this. Just tell this Torkan Demir person to call me as soon as possible. I'm really fed up, Merdad. I can't take this any longer. This waiting drives me crazy.
This is it.
Yes, who is it?
Hello, excuse me. Is Ms. Morale Azimi home?
Ms. Morale Azimi? She doesn't live here.
Apparently they moved in just today. They've only just come here.
Who gave you this address?
Sanaz Azimi, her sister.
Oh, she was joking with you. She wanted to bother you and me.
Excuse me, are you related to this family?
Yeah, I was related to them, but after I got a divorce, thankfully, we're not related anymore.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sanaz. Come here.
Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. If Dariush Aryan dies before you give your speech in London, then all our plans will be ruined. So don't let him die.
Me stop him from dying? But how?
Tell him to go to the bloody hospital and get his heart fixed.
Helen has told him many times.
Come off it. If it comes from you, he'll definitely go.
When he came here, he was fine. He told me he'd book tickets for me and himself on the date that we discussed.
What did he say? He's bought the tickets?
Well, yes, she has. He wanted to show me the tickets and talk to me about the trip and everything. But then his wife called. He spoke to her. He keeled over. We wanted to take him to the doctor, but he said no. He'd be fine after taking his pills.
So you plan to go all the way to London with him?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Look, listen
Morale,
very carefully.
Come here. Dariush wants you.
We're coming.
Sarnaz, when did you get here?
About 5 minutes ago. Sit down, Maral.
Really?
Yes. You've only been unconscious for a few minutes.
Are you better?
Tell your sister I'm not dying anytime soon. I have a lot to do in this world.
He's fine.
Why don't you go to hospital and have a checkup if your heart is bothering you?
I'll do just that when I get to London. But only if you're at my side.
No, London will be too late. You have to go to hospital right now and get your heart checked out.
Are you ready to give me a lift?
Yes, of course.
Don't try and change the subject. You have to go to hospital before the trip.
Helen, I'm not in the mood. Give me a break. Let's go.
Let's go.
By the way, the Society has rented you an apartment in London. You can move in the moment you arrive. Understand?
I'm very grateful.
Start getting ready tomorrow. I want you to be packed as soon as possible.
Okay.
Don't you want to go home?
I do. Will you drop me off?
Sure, let's go. Bye.
Goodbye.
For now.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Maral. Hold on a minute. Are you planning on going without Hasti?
No, but how am I supposed to take her with me when I've given Hamid custody?
An hour ago, I had a long conversation with Mehrdad. He said that he can get you and Hasti out of Iran and into Turkey by land. And from there to London, a woman I've never met before is going to arrange everything.
A woman?
Torkan Demir. She must be Mehrdad's friend.
That means we have to take Hasti out of the country behind Hamid's back.
Well, yes.
Yes. This isn't right. Hamid could call the police and get the law involved.
Don't worry. Before Hamid has time to do anything, you'll be on the other side of the border.
I'll be on my way, but what about you? Hamid will come after you.
Don't worry about me, silly. I'll catch a flight and I'll meet you there.
Where?
Istanbul, of course, the place you're going.
Okay, but if we do that, we might have to...
Live there forever? Yes, forever.
Yes.
That's great, so we'll live there.
What will happen to Mom if we decide to live there forever, though?
Mom, don't worry about Mom. She's in a good place.
Afa can't look after Mom all by herself. At least one of us has to be here.
She doesn't need either of us.
Why do you say that?
Because I've put her in a nice nursing home and I have sold the house.
What did you say you've done?
I did what had to be done. What we had to do to live outside of this country happily.
When did you take Mom to a nursing home?
This very day.
You want to kill our mother?
What are you talking about? Why would I want to do that? The place where I left her is a great place. You can be sure she'll never die.
Mother will die of loneliness without Afa and us too.
She won't. I've hired a nurse to look after her day and night. She'll do whatever she needs, you can be sure.
I've hired a nurse? We are going to go get Mother out of that place tomorrow.
Hold on a sec. What if we do bring her out? How are we going to look after her?
Huh? Why did you sell her house?
Why did I sell it? Because if you and Hasti want to live outside of this country, then you need money. Me and you need money to live there forever. We can't get by. We need money to live. Don't you get that?
What about Afa? What did you do with her? Where is she now?
Don't worry about your darling Afa. She's in a safe place. She's at your husband's house.
What is she doing there?
It has nothing to do with you that she's there. What's important is that she's taking care of Hasti now.
Have you been paid for the house?
I haven't.
You've sold the house and you haven't got the money?
Don't shout at me. How am I supposed to get the money for the damn house before you sign under my name? I can't get the money without your consent.
Okay, then. I'll sign it away. But on one condition, Sanas.
What?
We will get the money. And with that money, we'll buy a little apartment for Mom. And bring Alpha to live with Mom. And then we'll use whatever is left for our trip.
All right. I'm okay with that. So you promised to sign the deed, right? Hey, you will sign it. We will sign it. Will you sign it?
I will sign it.
Good. Sign it.
Sanas? Sanas? What's the rush? Leave it for another day.
Enough already. Oh, God, what's the matter now?
This isn't a mistake?
No, no, no.
Why not?
Listen, we have no other options. Why don't you understand? Unless you're okay with wasting your youth in a third world country like all the other idiots who just sleep and eat and think of nothing else. Do you want your brain and your heart to freeze over? Yes. Is that all you want from life? Maral? Yes?
No. No.
Okay, then. So don't say anything. Not another word.
You're very late, Mrs. Imi. We were just about to leave.
So you brought your sister, then?
Give me your birth certificate.
I'm just like you now. I can think about the future. I can plan for the future. I can do... Oh! Oh!
Be careful, silly.
Oh, let go of me. Look, do you want to know what my plans for the future are?
Yes.
Living side by side with a famous author and being her agent, someone she can trust.
You have to be your own agent.
Why do you say that?
Because you have to sit down and start translating again. It'd be a shame for a brilliant translator like you to stop.
Come off it. What am I supposed to translate? And from English into French or French into English?
Both, dear.
Listen, yes, I might be able to get by with my mediocre English and understand what they say, but my knowledge of English literature is very poor.
Over there, you'll sit down and study and improve your knowledge of English literature.
You want to make me believe in myself, huh?
You forgot yourself a long time ago, Sanas.
Come on! We have to say goodbye to this lifeless city. Come on, let's say goodbye. Goodbye, lifeless city! Goodbye! 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 Go on! You say goodbye, too. What are you waiting for? Come on!
It's much too soon to say goodbye.
Hey! Wait up for me!
Why are you being so difficult when we had an agreement?
Yes, we had an agreement, but after we've bought Mom an apartment, when Mom and Afa have gone under one roof, we can make a decision for the future.
Okay, then. Come and sit here for a second. Listen, if Mom says that she is fine in the nursing home and wants to stay, would you oppose it?
It's not just Mom. There's Afar as well. We shouldn't treat a woman who has lived with us so many years and done so much for us like this.
Okay, then. We won't do that. If you agree to Mom staying in the nursing home, then we can buy Afa a little apartment in her own hometown, fill up her bank account, and that will sustain her for the rest of her life. That's okay, isn't it?
Samnaz, why don't you understand? Afa loves Mother. She wants to be with her forever. If we separate them, they'll both wither and die.
Give me a break! Both of them will get used to their new lives quickly enough.
But why would we do such a thing when we can buy them an apartment that they can both live happily in?
You're the one who doesn't understand. Listen, you are going to be living in London with Hasti. With Hasti. So you need plenty of money. Maral, in the first few years, you won't be able to support yourself by writing. You have to have a nice lump sum in your bank account so you won't have to depend on anyone. You need a nice stash of cash. And, well, I'll be with you. You understand?
I have to see Mom for myself and talk to her.
Listen, Mom hasn't gotten used to the place that she is in yet. It's going to take some time. If you want to know what kind of place it is, you can talk to the supervisor, Mrs. Mogimi, or the other old ladies that are living there, okay?
Okay, let's go then. Are we going the whole way on foot?
We both need to walk to keep healthy.
At the moment, all that matters is Mom's health. Let's get a taxi there.
Come on, stop it. It's near, in that street. It's not worth spending on a taxi. Listen, let's have a race.
What kind of race?
A running race.
You can't race me. You'll run out of breath.
Oh, really? We'll only know if we race, won't we?
You're crazy. Why are you behaving like a loony?
Oh, dear. Hello? Hello, Sudabe. In fact, I was just about to call you. What's happened? You bloody idiot. Then where were you? Shut up! Shut up! What do you mean? You're kidding.
What did that person on the phone say? Who was it? Why are you crying? Well, talk, will you? Sanas, why are you crying? Has something happened to Mom?
Mama? No, no. What are you saying? Mom's fine. Nothing wrong with her. Mom's fine. It's Kimia. Kimia. Kimia, one of my friends.
Who's Kimia? I've never heard you mention her before. I didn't know you had a friend by that name.
They just called and said she's dead.
We'll hail a taxi right now and go to her place.
No, no, I don't want to. You shouldn't come with me. Stop. Listen, get in this taxi. Go home. Go home.
Have you lost your mind, girl?
Sir, sir, are you free?
What? Get in, we'll go together.
No, no, we can't go together. If you won't get in, then I will.
Sanas!
Go
where
home.
Will you go? Please, going, Sanas! Sir. Sanas! 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 Sanas!
چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه عذابه استرابه استراب روبرو دیواری از من دیواری از سنگ روبرو دیواری از من دیواری از سنگ بگو بیهوده نیست بگو بیهوده نیست فاصله آب و سراب بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی بگو خواب و هرچی که دیدم افسانه زدن به دریا برام شد مرگ تدریجی رویا